Town Square Media Station.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Chad Robison. Topping our report this hour, new tonight, older kids are being hospitalized less thanks to Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine. That's at least according to a CDC study which looked at 12 to 18-year-olds and found the vaccine was 93% effective in that age group. The study added 97% of patients who ended up hospitalized were not vaccinated. All of the COVID vaccinations continue to provide extremely strong protection against serious illness. Dr. Ed Lifshitz of the Jersey Health Department says the data also shows if you've been vaccinated and you do test positive.
The younger you are, you're extremely unlikely to die. As you get older, you're just very unlikely to die.
He adds booster shots for people who had their second COVID vaccine at least 6 months ago will increase antibody protection dramatically. A vast majority of Republicans are hoping former President Trump attempts another White House run in 2024, according to a new poll. A Quinnipiac University survey of over 1,300 adults found that 78% of Republicans polled think Trump should run again, while 94% of Democrats and 58% of independents believe he should not. Meanwhile, there's not really an election day anymore, more like an election season. More than 290,000 people have already voted by mail in this year's general election. And Bob Giles of the Division of Elections says residents can vote on electronic voting machines starting this weekend.
For the first time, we'll have early voting starting October 23rd, and it's going to run through October 31st.
There are 139 early voting locations around New Jersey. Lists and an interactive map are available for you at nj1015.com. A double shooting in South Jersey has left one teen dead and another wounded. Police were called to the scene on Snow Avenue in Browns Mills Monday night. They found 17-year-old Malachi Traherne dead in the doorway of the house where he was staying. A 17-year-old girl had been shot in the chest. She remains stable at a hospital. How's the rest of the week shaping up for the Garden State? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
Weekday mornings, share your first cup of coffee with Bill Spadia. Watch him on Facebook and listen to him on New Jersey 101.5.
I'm 10:06. Now New Jersey 101.5, fast traffic.
On the turnpike, the eastern spur is closed northbound for construction. Car lanes have some northbound slowdowns at exit 14. They are getting better. Route 7, police activity in Kearney northbound at 508. All lanes are subject to closure. Parkway South is working the outers from the Raritan Tolls on down toward Cheesequake service area. 9 South is busy through Old Bridge because of construction near Jake Brown Road. Across the Hudson, leaving New Jersey, lower deck is closed at the George. The Holland Tunnel is scheduled to close at 11. We've got some path train delays. Newark to World Trade because of a signal problem between Harrison and Journal Square. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report 1018 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 10:06.
All Jersey, all the time.
Thank you so much for everything that you say in the morning.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey, what a 1.5 instant weather. After the cool down of the past few days, temperatures will again jump above normal for the next couple of days. It'll be turning very nice. A mostly clear, moonlit sky tonight and not as chilly as recent nights. Lows generally in the lower 50s, some remote outlying areas in the upper 40s, mid-50s at the shore. Plenty of sunshine tomorrow, turning noticeably warmer, high in the mid and upper 70s tomorrow afternoon. Mostly sunny on Thursday, continued warm for late October, with a high in the middle 70s. Friday cooler, intervals of clouds and sun, somewhat breezy, and a high in the middle and upper 60s. Cooler Saturday, mostly cloudy. Could be a shower too breezy on Saturday with a high in the lower 60s. I'm meteorologist Bob Larson.
Clark 64, Toms River 58, Lower Alloways Creek 59. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free mobile app to get breaking news alerts sent to your smartphone.
New Jersey 101.